Fantastic. Both Prague residents and tourists are now flocking to Prague Castle to see for themselves a much-publicized exhibition on the rule of the Luxembourgs. Jan Wellinger was there as well, and he brings this report.
In this week's edition of Czechs in History, we look at one of the most illustrious periods in the Kingdom of Bohemia, the rule of the Luxembourgs, reflected in an important exhibition now underway at Prague Castle, Charles IV, Emperor by the Grace of God. The exhibit, which had an immensely successful run last autumn at New York's Metropolitan Museum, opened in Prague mid-February to great expectations. Opening the exhibit, curator Jiří Feit explained the period of the Luxembourgs between 1347 and 1437 was among the most artistically important the Kingdom of Bohemia had ever seen. And he said the exhibition, which features works from more than 90 museums, galleries, and private collections, would allow Czechs to rediscover one of Bohemia's most famous eras. Feit recently told a Czech audience, "The exhibition follows several generations of the Luxembourg family, from King John to his son Charles IV, and Charles's sons Wenceslas and Sigismund, who made Bohemia and Prague specifically a center of major political, artistic, and cultural importance." In the curator's words, Prague was never so closely wed to the rest of Europe as then. There were other periods similar in significance, the 1600s, and later the national revival in the 19th century. But the era of the Luxembourgs was truly unique. It was the curator's aim to show it was so culturally mixed. That too, Feit notes, is what this exhibition is about. On its autumn run, the exhibit attracted a great deal of attention in New York, the Metropolitan seeing more than 170,000 visitors. But of course, for Czechs, the exhibition bears a special resonance. It is hardly surprising the show has attracted a great deal of attention here.
It's very important. I would like to see the famous Czech Emperor, Charles IV.
No, tak jistě, je to asi období, které jako česká koruna bylo asi nejvýznamnější období.
Certainly, it's one of the most important periods in the history of the Czech crown. I'm very excited to see it. I've seen other exhibitions at Prague Castle before, but this one is really supposed to be something.
Rudolfa II. Jsme byli taky a ta byla taky velice, velice vzácná a unikátní svým způsobem.
Vůbec velký vztah dějinám. Vůbec o český dějiny.
I have a great interest in history, especially Czech history, including Charles IV. Of course he was important, and Prague is where he belongs.
A to bych řekla, že ano, myslím si, že ano, že tam patří.
Don't forget, maybe golden things, they were great, really. Surprising.
And do you think that the exhibition lived up to its reputation?
Yeah, I think so. Because maybe I was a little bit surprised that it was not so big. But on the other hand, the things there are great, so that was wonderful, yeah. Primo tempore alleviata est terra Zabulo,
et terra Nephtali. So how imposing is the actual exhibit? The short answer is very. The exhibition takes visitors through two large halls at Prague Castle, and this is a space like no other. High ceilings and rooms that are very low lit for conservation reasons. The exhibition space itself is framed by enormous black panels evocative of true Gothic interiors, and against such a backdrop, medieval paintings as well as religious relics, like a golden arm, a hand, a face, dramatically stand out. Other pieces on display include original 14th century jewelry, famous Czech Madonnas with the baby Jesus, and statues from the stoneworks of Charles IV's most famous architect, Petr Parler, or Peter Parler, the most illustrious of builders of Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral. Naturally, the iconography in the exhibition is mostly religious, statues of saints and the pious, and scenes from the life of Christ. These include the Annunciation, the Child with the Madonna, the Crucifixion, and the Last Judgment, as well as the Death of the Virgin Mary, always chilling. But there are other items that are secular, royal edicts, statues of the royal lions, jewelry, glass pitchers and bowls, decorations, all used by the Luxembourgs to spread their glory and fame.
Jesus, Christus, nostra salus,
Speaking with Jiří Fajt on the eve of the show's opening, he told me which items he was proud had been included, deserving viewers' full attention.
I think, for example, Pierpont Morgan diptych can be counted among one of these objects. I think this was a court painter to Charles IV who executed this work of art, which comes from the Pierpont Morgan Library in New York. And we had a chance to expose it close to another objects which were made very probably by the same hand even, like a manuscript Laus Mariae from the Library of the National Museum and a small panel of Virgin with a child from Boston Museum of Fine Arts.
What pieces for you are the most exciting that you found yourself coming back to?
Yeah, well, I think I have, of course, more favorites. I would mention as first of them the crucifixion, which is called Kaufmanns, coming from Gemälde Galerie in Berlin, which was painted probably in Prague around the year 1340. Then I would underline the whole section about the Cathedral of St. Vitus with such fabulous statues made by Peter Paller himself. And then discussing the later period, which we cover on the show, I would say Christ from the Mount of Olives from Marburg, which is a stone statue, just fabulous and one of the most precious sculptures one can ever see.
Kaufmann's crucifixion is truly stunning, perhaps worth the price of admission alone. Christ is mourned by saints and taunted by sinners on Golgotha, but unusually captivating are the thieves on his left and right, twisted almost impossibly in death. Other items well worth noting include paintings by Charles IV's court painter, Master Theodoric, or one work done in the so-called beautiful style, showing Christ carrying the cross. The painting features the Christ in misery, the soldiers, the leering crowd, and the gravediggers in the distance. Already Emperor by the Grace of God has been described as a major success. Certainly the exhibition is a must for anyone interested in art from the late medieval period. For Czechs, Charles IV is still regarded as one of the most enlightened rulers, whose interest in the arts reflect what we see today. He left a tangible legacy, redesigning the center of Prague, founding the country's most famous university, and commissioning the construction of the famous stone bridge that still bears his name. In addition, the exhibition Emperor by the Grace of God reveals many items Prague has not seen for centuries and will not soon see again. For that reason, and for the show's overall beauty, it should definitely not be missed.
And that edition of Czechs in History by Jan Wellinger brings us to the end of today's program. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us and goodbye.